Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to ChairShot Radio. Always use your head.
Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of ChairShot Radio. My name is Greg DeMarco. You're listening, of course, to ChairShot Radio on the ChairShot Radio Network, where we remind you to do what? You know, always use your head. ChairShot Radio, of course, is your daily presentation from us. It's a gift from all of us who host the show, from myself, from PC Tunney, from Ray Cash, from Mags Kirby overseas, from David Ungar, from Patrick O'Dowd, from Andrew Belaz, Christopher Platt, Rob Bennett. We bring this to you so that you can have your daily enjoyment from us. And I love these shows because of the bit of personality, the stories, and everything that we can share with you on that daily basis. I want to thank you for all of you who have listened, who have shared, who have liked, who have retweeted, who have commented, all of that, because our numbers continue to go up. Over the past week even, our numbers have gone up more than normal, and I really do appreciate that, and everybody's getting involved with the product, which is very good. Actually, coming up in the month of February, we have a brand new sponsor that we'll be talking about soon. I don't want to release the details just yet, and even maybe mentioning it right now, I may have jinxed it, but we do have a brand new sponsor who'll be part of ChairShot Radio and your daily fix, as well as some of the other things that we put out here at TheChairShot.com. So appreciate you doing that. If you are listening on one of your favorite platforms, maybe it's iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Google Podcasts, even YouTube, or so many more, thank you for doing that. Do us a favor. Do us a solid. Like, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and tell a friend. Tell a friend about the show. If you don't like it, tell them anyway. Let them know. Let them listen and decide for themselves, so they can decide if they like the daily fix that we give you here at ChairShot Radio. ChairShot Radio, sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment. My name is Greg DeMarco. You can follow me on your forms of social media at ChairShot Greg. Just for historical purposes, today is Tuesday, January 19th. When you listen to this, of course, it's released on all of your favorite podcasting platforms around 6 a.m. Eastern Time, on the website at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. So if you subscribe, you're going to get it a little bit earlier, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. So go ahead and follow me at ChairShot Greg. Go ahead and follow the website at ChairShot Media. Now, we've been talking about a lot of different topics and a lot of different stories and everything else that have been told throughout the time on ChairShot Radio. And PC and myself, each doing 2 shows per week, you kind of got to know some of those personal stories and things that we can share. Whereas, like Patrick and Dave talking about hockey each week, getting a little bit of politics, Andrew and Platt talking about football, that might slow down once we get beyond the Super Bowl. So a lot of good stuff there. Real quick hit about football. Not my opinions on football. I might write about those. PC did a great job covering those those on the Monday edition of Chair Shot Radio. If you are looking to get into covering the NFL and want a home to do that, thechairshot.com could be the place for you. We are expanding our offerings in the NFL. And we'll continue to build that up, including one or multiple podcasts regarding the NFL on a weekly basis here at the Chair Shot, even off-season coverage. So don't hesitate to drop me a line. You can DM me on any of those platforms, Facebook, the Twitter, and Instagram at Chair Shot Greg. You can even email me, GregDeMarco@thechairshot.com. So appreciate that. Some people have been looking for an update on me as an individual. I will be filming a video for Instagram later today on Tuesday that you should be able to see as well. So follow me on Instagram if you want the updates on my leukemia. Of course, the job situation, as you know, my company was bought and all the management was let go, including myself. So while I'm sitting on severance and everything else, it's great, but obviously that only lasts so long. And so you want to make sure that you're able to get what you need and get something new. And I should have some updates soon in that regard as well. Already got offered one job, just to give you this little sneak preview. Already got offered one job, working on another one. And if I take the one that I got offered, that's fine. But there's another one in the works that I'm really hopeful for. And so keep those fingers crossed. Send any good vibes my way that you may choose to and get involved in that regard. So now what I'm going to do is take a quick break and come back with a wrestling story that I can't wait to share. It's not a wrestling story. The moral of the story is not wrestling. And I'm not even sure how I really feel about the topic as we're going to talk it through and kind of discover that on air. So chill for a second. Listen to these commercials. We appreciate it. Help support all the things that we do here at Chair Shot Radio, the Chair Shot Radio Network, and the Chair Shot. And I'll be back on the other side.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey, folks. PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Again, thank you for supporting all of our sponsors and listen to those commercials. We appreciate everything that you do for us. You can also head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick up your very own Chair Shot t-shirts. So many different designs, things that you can get that you would love to wear out to a wrestling show, out to the gym, or out anywhere. Lots of good designs, including the Chair Shot logos. You can support all of our shows. We got personality shirts like the Queen of Soft Style and Everybody Hates Greg, and so many more. Head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Get your very own Chair Shot t-shirt today. Again, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. So you saw the title of this episode talking about, do you keep the deal? And that's what I want to talk to you about today. And this comes up a lot in sports, right? So say a running back, and this happens a lot with running backs because the position does seem to be so replaceable at times, although the league is shifting a little bit. And a rookie running back will come in a rookie deal and soon start performing at a level to where they and their agent believe they are outperforming their contract. Now, this is somewhat of a controversial situation for a few reasons. Number one, those contracts tend to be slotted when you're drafted, and you don't have a lot of say over what you make as a rookie as you get into that deal, and then you kind of go from there. So there's this notion that someone might outperform a contract and want a new deal and want to tear up that deal and get a brand new deal. And I'm torn on it, and I'm really torn because I think the athlete has a point. You know, that they might be performing at a level above a veteran who is making, you know, an exponential amount of money. The rookie might not even be making $1 million per year. Say they're making 600 grand a year, and there's another running back in the league who's mid-level, might be making $6 million a year, 10 times as much. I understand how they might feel and how they might want to advocate for themselves to get a bigger deal, especially as a running back, because one injury, one bad year, and that second contract might not be what you think it could be. So when you want to strike while the iron's hot in contract negotiations, so that's why they might hold out. Their agent might request a trade if they can't get that new deal. There's a lot that can happen as that back. And I just use running back as an example. It can happen with other positions, but running back and maybe receiver is where I've seen it happen the most. And so I guess the big question for me is, do you honor the deal? Do you just shut up and play and honor the contract that you signed, that you agreed to when you came out and declared yourself for the draft? You said, I understand how this works. I understand the type of contract that I will be locked into for how long, and I'm willing to play for that. And then you turn around later and say, no, I'm no longer willing to do that. I'm no longer willing to honor that deal. And maybe, depending on how you look at it, honor my word as a person, as a human being. Now, I know I'm kind of going hard on one side, and I don't know if I really believe on being hard on that one side, but I want to set that tone for the things that we're going to talk about. So I want to continue and tell you a story now. Flip in a story time mode that focuses on the same exact topic. Before I was promoting Impact Zone Wrestling, and I'll talk about IZW at the end, as I haven't really talked about it a ton on here, but Impact Zone Wrestling, before that took place, I had a company called PHX Wrestling here in Phoenix, Arizona, and in 2016, ran an event in August, ran an event in October, then it really started to do a number on me health-wise, and ended up having to stop for my own health and my own well-being, and didn't even come back again until 2019 with IZW, with Impact Zone Wrestling, when I kind of took that over, an existing thing that came back after a decade. Again, I'll do a whole episode on that as we near the next IZW event. But in putting together PHX Wrestling, I was a first-time promoter, and I didn't know a ton of things. I thought I did, and I had some experience, and I had a lot of experience and exposure to what not to do, but obviously you're going to make some mistakes. You're going to fuck some things up, honestly. That's what's going to happen. And I try to avoid those pitfalls. So as things are going along, I booked a wrestler. Now, I booked a wrestler for the October event, as they were not available for the August event. And it was probably June of 2016 when I booked this wrestler for October. And we had agreed upon rate, right? You're going to wrestle for this amount of money. I'm also going to provide you with a hotel room. That hotel room is for you and anybody who comes with you, all right? That hotel room was not going to be for other wrestlers that I would put in there. That was going to be their room and only their room. Everybody in their car, right? Themselves, another wrestler, and a significant other. We're going to be making the trip, and we're going to be involved in that. When wrestlers sell merchandise at my events, I don't ask for a cut of merchandise sales. I don't make them pay for table space like I do any vendors. None of that stuff, right? What you do and what you keep is your merch. I also don't do transportation. I'm not a big fan of collecting receipts and then figuring out an amount to pay the talent. It's just not worth the headache. It's a piece of advice I was given in the beginning. I was told, you got to decide now if you're going to pay trans or not pay trans. I say, what would you do? And they say, I would not pay trans if I were you. As a wrestler, I love getting trans, but as a promoter, I would hate paying trans. So I decided no trans. All right, no transportation costs. We would negotiate that up front. This is your flat rate for coming out and working for Greg DeMarco. That's what that was, all right? And that means the flat rate might have to be higher, okay? The flat rate might be higher because I'm not paying trans, depending on who you are, the exposure that you've had, or have you been on TV, things like that. So myself and this talent had an agreed-upon rate. I won't tell you the rate. We're not going to tell you who the talent is. I can tell you this person is not currently signed anywhere and is very, very, very popular amongst the fans. So if I told you that, it's not a shitstorm I want to deal with. Sometimes the truth hurts, and I don't want to go into telling the truth about an individual that everybody loves. Just don't want to do that. But had the first event, great show, great crowd, profitable, all that stuff, right? Drew 500 fans, just a hell of a night here in Phoenix, Arizona, and started, and that was in August, August 19th, and then we started marching towards October 1st. Continued all the planning, dealt with some health stuff, but continued that going, and just plan. As we get closer to the date, it was the Thursday before. Okay, so Thursday, I guess that would be September. If September's a 30-day month, so September 29th was the Thursday. I get a text message from the wrestler. Okay, hey, Greg, this is blank. Okay, real name, no gimmick in this one, real name. We were just mapping everything out, realized that this is a 12-hour drive from where we live to get to you guys. I'm going to need extra money for gas, all right? I'll leave out $60. I'm going to need $60 for gas. Saw that, and I was like, huh, okay. Showed a friend of mine who I was with, kind of a, hey, take a look at this shit sort of situation, and thought about it, and thought about what should I do in this case. Now, in my head, I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to say no, because it had an agreed-upon deal. You agreed, you knew where the show was, when we agreed upon the rate. I offered you a rate. You accepted it along with the hotel. You second highest paid person on the show. Okay, highest paid person on the show. Way more TV experience, much bigger draw. But second highest paid person on the event.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I thought about it for a minute, and I kind of sat on, didn't want to reply right away anyway, and kind of waited and you know, sweat it out on my own, let them sweat it out, that sort of thing. And I decided that it was, to me, it was kind of a fork in the road, right? Because if I did this, all right, people talk. And if I agreed to this, what am I going to have to agree to in the future? Now, a little backstory. In August, at my event, I did give somebody gas, and I agreed to it shortly before the show. And the reason why I agreed to it shortly before the show was that one of my talents ended up needing a ride. They didn't need a ride originally. So I needed another wrestler to bail me out. And I said, hey, if you drive so-and-so to the event, I will pay you this much for gas. I made that offer because I needed them to do something for me. This was all agreed upon up front. Now, that person knew the other person, and I'm sure that person talked, like I just told you. And so I knew this would spread. Okay, it will become that Greg is a pushover, all right? That Greg is a money mark. That Greg is a mark promoter. And so I decided that I needed to take a risk. Because if I said no, there's a chance that talent might be like, fuck off, I'm not coming to your event. Now you've got an advertised talent who's not coming. And so my head is, okay, if that happens, I might have to go public with the reason why this is going down. Because I need to protect myself at that point. I need to protect my own situation. But I did make the decision that I wasn't going to do it. So here's what I said. I said, listen, I understand it's a long distance to drive. That distance hasn't changed since when we made our deal in June. In June, we agreed to the following, and I listed everything that we agreed to. I can't deviate from that. I'm not going to be able to give you the extra $60 for gas. Never got a response from the person. Did not get a response whatsoever. So now I knew there was a chance we could be sitting there on Saturday, and that person and the person they were driving with wouldn't be there. And in my head, I already thought about, okay, what will I do? How will I adjust the cart? How will I make the fans happy? They paid to be here. They paid to see this person. Will I go public? Which I said I would, probably after the fact, or I don't know. Social media is a crazy thing, even in 2016. But I made that decision. Fast forward, guess what? They showed up. They made the drive. They stayed in the hotel. They sold merchandise. They worked the match. A little bit of difficulty in the match, but we got done what we needed to get done. The right person went over. It was a triple threat match. The person who should have taken the fall didn't, and it was switched over to somebody else by the talent. It was a hill I chose not to die on. I let it happen. I let it go. And that was it. And I even got a message from the talent and their significant other later thanking me for the hospitality, thanking me for the booking, letting me know if there's any future opportunities, that sort of thing. So in that case, I said, you got to honor the deal. But here is why I'm a little flipped on the running back scenario I gave you before. The talent was okay, in my opinion. The talent was okay to ask me for more money. Because if they never asked, the answer was already no. I talked about how I gained a sponsor for ChairShot Radio and some other products here at thechairshot.com. The reason why is because I threw it out there as an offer. I said, hey, what do you think about this? If I never said that, we wouldn't have that sponsorship. I threw it out there. You got to throw it out there, but you got to be willing to go even if you don't get what you want. Because if I'm an NFL team, I'm probably not going to succumb unless that talent, unless that player has me by the ball. If they do, then I might have to succumb to what they're asking for. But me, in all honesty, I'm probably not going to give in just because I understand the situation and I understand what it could mean long term. But I also don't blame the talent. I don't blame the team, the organization for saying no. I also don't blame the talent for asking them for making the request and hoping that they say yes, because sometimes you'll get it and sometimes you won't. What I guess I would say is I believe in keeping your word. I believe in sticking with that original commitment. However, I also agree with asking for more if it's appropriate. Now, if the answer is no, I still think you got to honor the original commitment. Problem is, if they know you're going to honor the original commitment, are they going to give you more? Who knows? Because then when that contract is up, you might not be willing to stay with that team. You might want to look to go elsewhere. Who knows? But again, it can't hurt to ask. Do you stick with the original deal? That's up to you. But what I would say is it can't hurt to ask. Actually, I'll go back. So that's up to you. Do you stick with the original deal? I think you do if you have to. But I don't think it's inappropriate to ask for more to see what you are able to get. So, again, a wrestling story that really does apply to some non-wrestling things. The talent still worked the show. I've talked to that talent since then. That talent's even done some stuff that I've been involved in other capacities. It's just the nature of the beast, man. It's business. It's not personal. It's business. We all hear that phrase in different settings, but it's really true. It's business. It's not personal. I don't know what we're going to talk about on the Wednesday edition of Chair Shot Radio just yet. Sometimes I sit down and see what moves me, and that may very well happen on the Wednesday edition. But I want to thank you for listening to this, the Tuesday edition of Chair Shot Radio. Head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your Chair Shot merchandise, your gear. Go on over to Facebook, the Twitter, or Instagram. Follow me at Chairshot Greg. Follow the website at Chairshot Media. Tomorrow is a Wednesday, which means you've got the Greg DeMarco Show. Or maybe a new format coming out that will replace the Greg DeMarco Show with myself, Patrick Rudow, and Miranda Morales. You've also got Turnbuckle Talk, Women's Wrestling Talk, and so much more that we present to you on Wednesdays. Thursday, of course, you've got Chair Shot Radio. You've got Badlands. You've got the hashtag Miranda Show. And you've got Pod Is War airing in prime time. So please do check those out. Thank you again for all the support. Look, check out my Instagram at Chair Shot Greg for an update on all things Greg DeMarco, the human being, coming here soon. But otherwise, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of the movement. That is thechairshot.com. Until next time, which is tomorrow, this is Greg DeMarco reminding you to do what? To always use your head. A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Thank you.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.